Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
Something else I had down here, which actually really intrigued me. The Fool card is about being offered a minor choice that could have a major lifetime impact spiritually.
Right.
And this is one of a few choice cards within the deck. The Lovers is a choice card. I think the Two of Swords is a choice card. The Seven of Cups, maybe a choice card as well. But did you ever look at the Fool card as being a choice card?
Sitting back and think about it, I mean, if you're being spontaneous, ain't that being you know, choice, being a choice?
Yeah, and a choice between two fork in the roads. And you know what this reminded me of? The Saturn return, which is pretty much like a fork in the road. One way can send you over the cliff soaring and flying, and the other one can hit rock bottom and splat on the rocks.
Mm-hmm.
Guardian, did you ever look at the as a choice card?
You can definitely see it as a choice card, because, you know, even with Peter Pan, like, you know, he was very stuck in his ways. You know, he didn't want to grow up. He made the decision of, like, just wanting to be himself. Or he
made the decision of wanting to be a kid his whole life, huh?
Yeah.
I guess someone could choose to be that way, huh?
Yeah.
Huh. And the last note I got down here is a naive disregard for the rules that are on occasion you can get away with. Like somebody who likes to bend the rules, you know, and they get away with stuff, but eventually they get caught.
Funny you said that, though. Funny you said that.
Go ahead.
Because another question I got wrote down here is, can you think of someone in your past or present who doesn't conform to the society's norms?
Yes. He just passed away about a year and a half ago. A friend of mine, Scott Schwa, aka Ross S. RIP Ross S. He didn't conform to, he was a white guy, but, you know, from New Orleans. He had 12 gold teeth in his mouth. He had dreadlocks. This dude jumped on a plane and said he was moving to Jamaica. And he was out there for a few months. He ain't know nobody. He ain't know anybody. And he did. He lived his life spontaneously. Yeah. Ross S.
Guardian?
And you know what, Rafiki?
What's that?
To bring that thought all the way home. Someone who lives their life stable and all of that. I used to envy him sometimes of being able to just be like, fuck it. And go and do that shit. Just saying.
What about you, Guardian? Do you know anybody in your past or present who doesn't conform to society's norms?
I don't know anyone in my life, but I do know a famous writer. He wrote a book His name's Eckhart Tolle, and he was actually homeless before he became famous, but he was on a spiritual journey, and he lost everyone in his life. He decided to do this by himself, and, you know, because of this, because of that, you know, sporadic change in his life, it's caused him to want to write a book. He went through a lot of pain, but through that, you know, it caused him to kind of initiate this kind of spiritual growth, and now he teaches multiple people.
How about Charlie Sheen?
Charlie Sheen, yeah.
He probably be somebody. I got another character I'm about to date myself. The Fonz from Happy Days.
Hey.
Oh, I'm so young, I don't know.
Honestly,
and if you think about it too, that character, that dude, Rebel Without a Cause, James Dean. That was way before my time, but I remember seeing documentaries about him, and he was just like that bad boy of Hollywood, you know.
So for me to answer my own question that I asked you all, yes. My uncle literally has been everywhere in the United States. He just gets up and just go. And he don't know people. He just gets up and goes, and he makes friends wherever he goes. He just packs his stuff up. And sometimes he ain't even got, and when I say he goes against norms, he ain't got a driver's license. He ain't got this, he ain't got that. And he'll jump in a vehicle and drive. No care in the world. Just go.
Mm. All right. All right.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at IamAstrologyReadings.com for $25, and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome. Even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at IamAstrologyReadings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.